What's up, Warriors? It's the one and only DJ King, and I'm here with
DJ Mike. I'm sorry for my absence last week. I was knocked out.
Not only that, but our audio is great. It's going to be great on the recording. It's going to be great on the upload. But last week we talked about Venom. We talked about Star Wars and what's going to happen on May 4th. Along with the Walking Dead and other like general trends. But this week, it was a little different from after that upload. Travis Scott has taken the charts as a whole, not only on the top 150 Billboard, but just in general. Like last week, he was all over my Instagram and currently still is. Like, have you heard anything about that, DJ Mike?
Well, first of all, the Travis Scott event on Fortnite, I've been seeing that everywhere. And also, I've been seeing his new single, The Scots, everywhere as well. I even listened to it myself. And it is a pretty good song. But, the Travis Scott event really took my attention on Fortnite because I don't know if you've heard, but there are some people who, like, didn't know it was Travis Scott. And then they just said, oh, is that Drake? Fortnite with the marshmallow event, they went above and beyond and actually, what was that in the background? Like the entire, wasn't that entire planet like the background for his album Astroworld?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, yeah, that's what I figured it was. But from what I saw from the event, it was pretty awesome. I mean, they outdid themselves since the marshmallow event.
Ah, man, not only that, but just after that whole event as is, 10-year-olds and adults are now coming back to that game. And it's sad to say, but I went back to it. They even extended a lot of their events, such as the Season 2 Battle Pass and all that. They extended all of that out due to the Travis Scott scan and the COVID-19 outbreak. So they allowed that little time lapse for people to come back and be able to play the game, which truly is awesome. I take it. I understand they definitely want people to stay inside, but you know, Fortnite's still going to take over. It's going to be a sad event. But speaking of music that we talked about earlier with Travis Scott, Evanescence is talking about releasing a brand new album. We all know Evanescence from our
bring it back to life. I haven't heard anything from Evanescence besides that song, because that's the type of song I just plug into my ears and just relax, because you know that wake me up inside just it hits you in the feels. It's got you. It's really got me. I can't let that song go.
But they released a brand new single. Not only that, but they are talking about releasing a brand new album called The Bitter Truth. Evanescence has been taking the storm of charts ever since the early 2000s, but now they released a brand new song called Wasted On You, which was released about a couple weeks ago. They already got the lyrics posted. They already got it on Spotify, SoundCloud, all the music charts. Now, they said that this album's supposed to be similar to their older albums, and it's supposed to still have that Evanescence feel to the album. Many artists have been talking about working on their own solo projects. For example, Jim Root, he is the guitarist for Stone Sour and Slipknot. He has been talking about doing his own little solo little projects, along with other artists such as Kid Buki, Little Nas. I was about to say something else. I was thinking of Little Uzi, but a lot of artists have been talking about doing all these little solo projects. Now, DJ Mike, is there anyone that you're kind of looking forward to for their solo projects?
Actually, Little Nas. I'm actually, I'd be more stoked about him because, I mean, he's had a few good ones. I mean, Old Town Road, I don't know how many remixes he has of that. But, I mean, Old Town Road was a big hit for him. And, I mean, he made another song called Panini, but that didn't hit as hard as Old Town Road. So I'm excited to see what he's going to, you know, what's going to pull from under his sleeve. Like, well, I wonder what's going to happen because you haven't seen much from him because all he did was remix Old Town Road over and over again. So, I mean, you know, it's always great just for someone to come out with a new song instead of another remix.
Megan Thee Stallion's is now taking the charts as well, which we all know what she's released, Savage. It, unfortunately, it's all over radio stations at the moment now.
Unfortunately.
She's taking TikTok, too. TikTok, that's another thing as well. They've, oof. What do you think?
Travis Scott got on TikTok as well.
What do you think of Megan Thee Stallion?
I don't really know if I have an opinion because I haven't listened to many songs to just form one. I don't know. I'd have to listen more because I can't quite think about how I feel about her. But I mean, I do know what I feel about the AMC versus Universal dispute.
So Eminem has been donating a lot of money towards the COVID-19 relief, and currently from the NME, I was about to say NME, he is selling a pair of rare Air Jordan sneakers for the COVID-19 relief. Now it's come to the point where artists are now selling their own stuff and making their own music videos inside their house. Tekashi 6ix9ine gets an okay from the judge to shoot music videos in his backyard.
In his backyard?
Yeah, the one thing that took me by surprise is they're allowing him to make music videos.
In his backyard? How interesting. It's his backyard. My God.
There's a tree. There's a doghouse. There's a man dressed up as an M&M bottle. It's crazy. Marilyn Manson is working on a masterpiece as well of an album. A lot of artists and rock artists are now currently working on new albums. They're not even talking about tour dates. They're just like, okay, music, 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 music. So hopefully next year we do see a lot of music coming out next year. Now, without any sort of announcements from anybody, is there any musicians that you're looking forward to hearing from soon?
I mean, ever since, I already said Lil Nas. I mean, when you mentioned Eminem and the Air Jordans, I thought you were saying, like, he's going to come out with another album soon. I was like, wow, that quick. I mean, I wish it would be Eminem because, I mean, so far Eminem's already got me with his most recent album. So, I mean, if he's working on something, I hope it comes out soon. But, I mean, honestly, any music that comes out, I'm more than willing to listen to because during this quarantine, it gets very boring very easily. So, I mean, especially when quarantine's over, and hopefully it is over soon, we still get that new music pumping to keep us going, to keep us motivated.
Yeah, along with that, Gorillaz is currently taking up a lot of charts, like a month at a time, though. Gorillaz released a brand new single, like, what was it, like a few weeks ago?
Like
2 weeks ago, something like that, with a brand new song called Aries.
Aries, okay. I almost said Hades. Yeah, Aries. I mean, I'm also excited for Gorillaz. I'm surprised I didn't mention that because when ever since Momentary Bliss came out, I was wondering what else is going to come next. And then it was Désolé and now Aries. And I can't wait to see where they're going with this.
Well, eventually what they said they were going to do is that all of this will soon go on to an album without like the little interludes, just the full album of all of the songs that go from the song machine.
Yeah, the song from the song machine, they hit pretty hard, and it's honestly such a relief because I mean they're my favorite band. If they weren't releasing anything, I wouldn't have anything to listen to. I mean, besides listening to Eminem over and over again, but I'm not saying that's a bad idea.
So along with newer things coming out, there has been a little controversy with AMC Studios at the moment.
Yeah.
Banning Universal from their theaters just because they decided to release the brand new Trolls movie on demand.
So wait, when releasing the Trolls movie on demand, AMC was like, no, you can't do that?
Pretty much.
pretty much. I guess that stops people from going to their theater.
It does take a lot of profits off from them, and it takes profits away. So I see why they're kind of upset.
That's quite the jump, though, to go from, hey, that's not cool, to, all right, you can't play any more movies here.
Right. And along with...
AMC is a popular theater. I mean, a lot of people go to AMC.
Of course. Netflix released a new movie called Extraction.
Extraction? That sounds...
With Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is that one about?
Pretty much, it's a military-based movie. I watched a little bit of it, but I had to stop because it was like 12 o'clock at night that I remembered that we had to record a podcast and I had other things to do, so I kind of went to sleep. But so far, it's pretty much a military-based movie.
A military-based movie with Chris Hemsworth. Well, I just got a free-month trial Netflix because I never watch anything from Netflix, but I started binge-watching shows because I am so incredibly bored. I mean, I even got back into The Walking Dead after I swore I'd never see another episode. But I mean, I guess that has to be another thing I can watch because... You know, there's so many shows and movies I haven't seen. This is a good time to watch them.
Vince Gilligan from Breaking Bad and Better Call. Breaking Bad, originally, when it first came out and when it ended, it had a score of 93% by Rotten Tomatoes, which is better than Game of Thrones and The Walking Dead's charts. Well, of course, after the really bad ending of the last season of Game of Thrones, they have lost some points from Rotten Tomatoes. They also lost some scores from IGN. But, of course, that was to come since the writer decided to get writer's block in the most important era of Game of Thrones. And The Walking Dead is slowly making its way up the charts again. Currently, it was at 84% by Rotten Tomatoes and 6 out of 10 by IGN. Now it's up to 8 out of 10 by IGN. And currently at 89% with Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, that makes sense because ever since they killed off Rick Grimes in The Walking Dead, I just said, you know what? Enough of this show. You took away Carl and you took away Abraham. Those are my favorite characters. How dare you? And then I started watching it a couple days ago. And then I just thought to myself, I really miss this show, so I think I might just get back into it because, I mean, from what I've seen, it's starting to get pretty good. Like, now that, you know, Negan was becoming a more important character.
Becoming a good guy slowly and surely.
I mean, I had a feeling he was always a good guy. He just went about things in the wrong way.
Of course, but there are more things to come during this COVID-19 outbreak pandemic. Of course, we ask that everyone stays home. Since we're currently at our own homes as well recording, we're still providing good quality content for you. And we wish everyone a happy and safe little break, I guess you can take it as, at home. Of course, that's going to be the end of this episode. DJ Mike, do you have any last words?
Please stay inside, guys. From what I've heard, the curve for Indiana is starting to get better with coronavirus cases. So if we just stay inside, then hopefully we'll be able to get some things back that we lost. So I encourage every one of you to stay inside because I know I am. I'm not going outside anytime soon, unless I have to take out the trash. But be safe out there, guys.
All right. Well, I'm DJ King.
And I'm DJ Mike.
Thank you for tuning in.